This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Many would argue that doctors know too little about the drugs they prescribe, but that is nothing compared to how little we know about medical marijuana. Each week, several patients ask me to prescribe medical marijuana for their problems that range from pain to low appetite to headaches to knee pain to sexual dysfunction and anxiety. My difficulty is that there is but a tiny bit of research on the medical or recreational uses of marijuana. This is particularly surprising given that at least 20 million Americans report using marijuana in the past 30 days. Not only is there way too little research about what conditions will respond to marijuana, but there's even less known about the dose, the route of administration, or long-term risks. Is it best to smoke it? To chew it, to eat it, to rub it in an oil on the skin, or to vaporize it. The drug itself is also changing. The concentration of the active chemical THC in the cannabis plant has been increasing, and extracts today are far more potent than they have been in the past. When I went to medical school, the only time marijuana came up in class was when we were discussing substance abuse. Even today, medical students learn next to nothing about the proper use of medical marijuana. This despite the fact that 25 states now allow doctors to prescribe medical marijuana. Surveys report that a majority of family physicians feel they need more education on the uses of medical marijuana. Perhaps the irony of such feelings are that they didn't feel they needed more information before they prescribed deadly synthetic narcotics or prescribe expensive drugs that provide little, if any, benefit. In many states, the doctor's job is simply to confirm that the person has a condition that's considered treatable by medical marijuana. But in many ways, this approach is totally different from how we prescribe all other drugs. We don't certify that somebody has a headache and then allow them to go purchase whatever drug they like. Instead, we use our knowledge of headaches to suggest what we think would be the best treatment with the fewest side effects. But with marijuana, doctors are challenged to make any meaningful recommendations other than to suggest if a patient is interested, they try it and see if it works. Until recently, doctors felt trapped between state laws that allowed medical marijuana and federal laws that consider the drug a level one controlled substance on par with heroin. This has made conducting research on the drug enormously difficult, but last week the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the U.S. Department of Justice cannot prosecute medical marijuana cases if doctors and patients followed state guidelines that permit the drug sale for medical purposes. Well, it's certainly time for the medical profession to take marijuana seriously. It has some medical benefits and it has some harms, but like any other drug, appropriate use can only come with education and research. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a